Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Stacia, and in this show we are going to discuss another important topic in the security field. That is talking about, physical security. So we're going to center our discussion around that in this radio show. Now, to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. So with that, let's just go ahead and delve into this world of physical security. Well, when we talk about the world of security, one of the things that's overlooked far too often is the physical side of things. Now, unless you go through and have direct experience with it or have spent time thinking about it, you may not have too much of a focus on physical security. Now, when you go through and start talking about security, most individuals coming into it, they will primarily think of technology. They'll start spouting off, no matter what their experience level, they'll typically start spouting off antiviruses, anti-spyware, firewalls. We'll definitely talk about that. They might talk about passwords. They might talk about other things revolving around that, patches I'd expect to see. But they don't talk about the other ones. They don't talk about, if you talk about security, they don't talk about the administrative side of things, which we won't worry about that for right now. But even if they think about that, they don't necessarily don't think about physical. Why is that? Well, if you're starting in this field, you are most likely have been working with quite heavily with technology. So it kind of gets your thinking pigeonholed into that. Well, we don't really want that. We don't want you pigeonholed or cubbyholed, whatever they call it, into thinking one way. A good security person thinks about the big picture. What is everything as a whole bringing me? So physical is definitely part of that. Now, do you have to be a physical security expert? Well, I'm not going to go as far to say, yeah, you got to be a physical security expert, but you at least need to know if there's an issue there. So when you talk about physical security, what is included with physical security? Well, what's included with physical security is, first of all, it's anything that deals with the real world on here, as I like to say. It deals with not the cyber world, dealing with, physically touching and interacting with your environment. That's what's in here. So if you go through and look at it, what does that mean? It means it includes the computer, the desktops, includes the servers, includes the cables that connects everything together. Also goes through and includes what? It includes the facilities. It includes physically controlling the data. That includes all those things. Includes the personnel. So there's a lot of things that you may not have directly thought about before that you need to think about when you're talking about physical security. So when we get into it, let's just focus on, for example, the desktop system. What physical security issues do we have there? Well, if I was to have you go through and make a list, to take out a piece of paper and make a list, you could probably rattle off a pretty good list on there. I wouldn't be too surprised on that. Any things about someone logging into it and they shouldn't have, getting sent in front of that system and logging into it, plugging a flash drive into it, plugging a portable hard drive into it, walking away with the system could be that. That would be on a desktop, just a typical desktop. Well, what else do you get? Well, you get things like, on a notebook computer. If we go away from a notebook, someone can walk away with it. Think about a notebook computer. Someone with a notebook computer can walk away with that notebook computer. It's designed to be portable, right? So there's thousands of stories each year about people losing their notebook, their laptop, because they turned their back for a moment and didn't think about what they were doing, and someone gained physical control of it, and they lost that device to, you know, to whomever did it, and they never saw it again. And the problem there is that now they've got data. Remember this. There's a saying in security that if you or someone gains control of your physical control of your system, that they can lay their hands on it, it's no longer yours. Game over for you. So you want to make sure that you're taking that. If someone's gone through and got control of your notebook, well, no matter how strong your password policy is, no matter how many patches you've applied, no matter how many antiviruses, any spyware you've got, it's not yours anymore. They can have time to break that. So that's not good. That's not where we want to be at. So what are we doing? We're being smart about it. We are definitely being smart about it. We are going through and we are doing what? We are using encryption to encrypt hard drives to protect. That's a physical safeguard in this case. We are going through and cabling notebooks down to desktops. We are restricting the use of flash drives and portable hard drives. But then let's take a look at other things. Let's take a look at the network cablings that go that connect this the desktop to the server. Well, if you don't physically protect things like switches and the cables that bind those together, someone gets access to those. They can reprogram, reroute traffic in the network, plug their stuff into the network and sniff that traffic. They could do all of that very easily. So you have to take pains to protect sensitive cabling out there so someone can't punch into it, meaning they've broken into it and are listening to traffic. You can't have that. That's a bad situation. So we don't want to have those things happen to us. So that is, though, that's some important things here to keep in mind. So you always want to be looking at the picture there. What could someone be doing to compromise physical security? Then you go up to the servers. Well, that's the worst thing. You're moving up the food chain. Servers? Well, what if someone gets up and can get into your server room? All sorts of mischief I can cause in there, because I can get in there and start manipulating servers, start removing hard drives on there, much like I could with desktops. I could go through and, you know, like I said, steal servers. I could go through, and I don't even necessarily have to steal systems on there. Something else that comes into play, I don't have to steal a system. What if I go through and decide to maybe turn off the thermostat in your server room? So what happens? The heat in your server room progressively gets warmer and warmer and warmer. Well, it doesn't take a rocket surgeon, as a friend of mine likes to say, to get it so that you can to realize what heat's going to do to a server. You turn off the thermostat in a server room, it will eventually get warm enough to the point where it burns the servers. And we've had it where it's actually, you know, melted components and damaged components. None of those are good situations for you to be in. So remember that. Is always go through and protect physical security of those devices too. But it's also not just the computers. I've been talking a lot about the technology. Well, I was the first one to tell you right up front here, do not go out there and think that technology is the only thing that can protect you, but also think it's the only thing you need to protect. Physical security also includes the fact that not everything is sitting on a desktop someplace, in a computer, so to speak. It could be actually sitting in what? It could be sitting on a stack of papers on a desktop. Hey, I'll steal that. I'll walk away with it. Could also be where I walked into a company and stole what? Stole the actual files of, if you're a medical company, stole your patient records. Well, that's not going to turn out well for you. If you're a bank, I could steal financial records. You know, I could do a lot of these things that don't even necessarily involve what's happening on the server. It could also be stealing, you know, portable hard drives. That's happened numerous times where people have had portable hard drives stolen right underneath them. I mean, think about it now, is if I have a portable hard drive on here on my system, portable hard drives are in the terabyte range in size now. So it means that someone could, if you're stealing, if you have a terabyte of data on your portable hard drive, that's a big hit to take. That's a tremendous amount of data. You might have a full terabyte, but there's probably enough on there that could cause you some harm. So you have that. Also, I need to worry about the facilities on there too. What about the facilities? Restricting access to certain parts of the facility and protecting the facility itself. The very location of the facility can be a security threat. What if your facility is in a location that is, or an area that's prone to flooding? Some of that water happens to go right instead of left and goes and into your server room. Oops. Well, now you've flooded your server room and your systems don't work. Oops. That's a physical security threat too, because you just affected the key area of availability. The servers are not available for usage anymore. They are offline. So you always need to be thinking about these things. Physical security can cause so much nastiness on there. So always be thinking about it. Let's talk about one other thing that is, or item on the menu that is an issue in today's world. PDAs and cell phones. If you have those devices, which aren't uncommon nowadays, of course, the PDAs and cell phones are all over the place. We have those things sitting out there in the hands of everybody, really. So what could they do with those devices? Well, with those devices, they can go through and store a wealth of information on that. So they store a wealth of information on these portable devices. Okay, that's sitting on that portable device, that iPhone or that smartphone. Well, they go through and have that stuff on there. Well, what happens? Well, someone stores all the information on there and happens to go walking off to the airport and goes to the airport and leaves that cell phone in one of the bins after they get screened. And now what happens? Well, they get screened and they call you up saying, "I forgot my cell phone. I left it in the bin at the airport. What do I do?" Okay, we'll have to deactivate your phone because you ain't getting it back, apparently. So you lose it, but then they go through to tell you later on, "Oh yeah, I just bought a new cell phone. The company issued a new cell phone." They're saying, "How do I get a copy of all the information that's on my old cell phone? Is there a way I can do that stored in a server someplace?" They go through and say, "Okay, what information do you have on your cell phone?" "Oh, I had a few hundred customer names and Lord knows what else." Uh-oh. Happened. It has indeed happened. Where a company where companies have lost, courtesy of careless employees, customer information, credit card numbers, and proprietary information that caused a huge disaster. So you can never be off your guard. Losing control of the information is dangerous. Very dangerous. So cell phones and PDAs have become a huge issue for us, and it's not going away. More powerful hardware, something I extolled to you in the beginning parts of this course, technology is going to be more powerful, more storage capability, meaning that there's more harm and mayhem that can be caused with those things. So physical security, knowing the limitations of your devices and what to protect and what not to is huge. In the case of a cell phone, if you have to have those, if you have to have PDAs that are company issued, you go through and you tell them that A, if it's not company owned, they can't store any sensitive data on it. And you can make it a very strict rule. They're saying if we catch you, you're fired. You could do that. It's kind of harsh, I know, but I'm just using it as an example. Or you go out and say, well, if it's on a company phone, if we issue a company phone, you keep sensitive information on it. We're going to make sure any storage device you plug into that gets encrypted automatically. You plug a mini SD card to your cell phone, encrypted automatically. Therefore, if they lose it, it's not readable. And in fact, some of those portable devices like cell phones, they actually can be wiped remotely, meaning someone goes through and calls you up and says, "Hey, I left my cell phone in the bin at the airport." You can hit a button in your console that wipes the phone, so someone cannot get sensitive data off of it. So it's knowing your tools, knowing what's available to you that's going to get you head and shoulders above the rest. So that is physical security. It's talking about some things that are of interest to you and to make you start thinking about things a bit more. So with that being said, I'd just like to take the time to say that I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. Hope you found it insightful. And if you have any questions or comments, as I said before, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing any of my other shows, which I hope you are, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Stacia. That's me. If there's a show you would like me to do, please go ahead and send me an email and let me know what that is. I'd like to thank you for your time today and also take a moment to remind you to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.